This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thank you. And Shana Tova.
Thank you. And to you as well. What time does the fast start there this evening?
At 6.30 p.m. because we're on what we call daylight saving in this country.
Right.
So it's starting pretty late, 6.30, which means obviously it'll end later as well. Tomorrow.
And how's your weather? How's the weather predicted over Yom Kippur?
The weather, Tuesday, it's actually been a beautiful, almost a summer day.
Right.
And tomorrow, possibly slight showers, etc. But otherwise, it's looking like a lovely spring day, basically.
Right. Very, very pleasant. You're lucky. We're experiencing 36 degrees. We're in the middle of a heat wave today. So that is...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's making many of us just a little bit anxious. Either way, let's talk about Football Australia promising strong action against Nazi saluting fans. Tell us about this.
Yeah, pretty sad story. So this happened on Saturday night, where there was a cup final. There's something called the Australia Cup. So it's not, you know, it's not world-class soccer level, but it's basically, you know, a rung or two below that. And there was a final of the so-called Australia Cup where one of the teams, and there were, you know, 16,000 people in the stadium, so a significant-sized stadium, and where one of the teams playing is called Sydney United 58. Now, pretty despicably, a small number, but nevertheless a number of the fans of this club, they began doing what looked like Nazi salutes. They began singing a song which was sung by the far-right Ustashi movement in the 1930s and 1940s. And the history of this club, basically, is that it was a former Croatian club. And it was founded as a Croatian club, you know, way back when in the 1950s. And they began singing the song and chanting and booing during the Australian national anthem, which preceded the game. And also what happens at all major sporting events, and not only sporting events, cultural events, political events, there's what we call here a welcome to country, where an Aboriginal leader gives a short but formal welcome to country, given that this land was originally Aboriginal land going back 60, 70, 80,000 years. And while this welcome to country was happening, which takes all of, you know, a minute perhaps, and not even, some of these fans started booing, etc., which is awful, disrespectful, etc. So disrespectful of Aboriginal people, anti-Semitic during the Nazi salute, etc. The positive is that Football Australia is talking about lifetime bans against this, against the supporters, the fans who did this, and across the board, high-profile football players, soccer players, politicians, even the Premier of the state, has come out saying that this behavior is absolutely unacceptable, and those responsible should be banned for life from attending these soccer games. Yeah. So at least
one just wonders why this has to happen. You know, what is going on that this is becoming more and more of a thing and more common?
Well, it is more common everywhere you look. And, you know, just right around the world, we're just seeing this upsurge of hardline right-wing expression, fascism, bigotry, and here, you know, Nazi salutes, etc. So just absolutely appalling. And as I say, the history of this club, it was formerly a Croatian club, and it was formed as a Croatian club in the 1950s and is now called, you know, has the name Sydney United, and Sydney United 58. So, yeah, pretty disturbing. And it was a small number, I emphasize, of fans. I think the number was 8 to 10 involved, but nevertheless, it's sufficiently disturbing that it's attracted mainstream media attention, television, radio, newspapers, etc. And I guess that's the good news is that, you know, it's being condemned right across the board.
Absolutely. And to tell us about the Sydney Festival.
So listeners might recall, so way back when, as in January this year, and every January there's a Sydney Festival, which is a major arts festival attracting tens of thousands of people. Earlier this year when it was being held, The Israeli embassy gave a $20,000 sponsorship to help fund a production by one of Israel's top dancing
choreographers. I remember we spoke about that.
Exactly. And then when it became apparent that this $20,000 Israeli embassy donation was happening, there was a BDS at its best or worst. And there was a mass boycott of the festival by artists, by audiences. And again, the positive side of that story at the time was that I think about 100 from memory artists, mainly Jewish, but not only in the U.S. and around the world, came together to protest against what was happening. Fast forwarding, you know, it's now 10 months and coming up to the next Sydney Festival, 2023. The festival's board has issued an announcement a couple of days ago to say that it will no longer accept any foreign donations from any embassy from any country. And as a result of what happened in January 2022. So as far as I'm concerned, it's an overreaction. It's a ridiculous reaction, but nevertheless, basically they have decided that because of what happened last time, they don't want to, you know, go down the same route again. And so they won't take any money from anywhere. And the sad thing is, it's that, you know, as anyone who's in the arts world knows, artists don't make a lot of money doing what singing or dancing, whatever it is that artists do. And so it basically helps the, something like the festival bring top quality performers to the festival. And then that included one of Israel's top dance companies. And now, obviously, this, you know, just makes that happening that much more unlikely or difficult.
Absolutely bizarre. Either way, it is about to go 7 o'clock. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Wishing you a Gmar Chatima Tova, a meaningful fast. And we won't speak to you for the next 2 weeks unless we change the time, which we might do just to at least catch up, because both next week and the week after, if I'm not mistaken, right, are Jewish holidays. So we will see what we can do to maybe shift your time, permitting ours as well, to shift the Australia report so that we can get a bit of an update from there. Wishing you and your family all of the best. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.